News Talk 1620 WTAW Tuesday Update with Officer Kelly McKeith and the Bryan Police Department. And yes, it is the first week of school at Blinn College. So was this the second or third time we have talked about to watch out for the additional traffic and the advisory about parking?
Yes. We typically every fall right around this time have to talk about the parking over at Blinn because we get a new influx of students every fall. And we understand that, you know, it's kind of a nightmare to park at Blinn. You know, there's limited parking, and people will spill out into the neighborhoods. And if they're going to do that, we want to make sure that they do it correctly, because we do get complaints from residents. We get complaints from drivers that go through the area. And if they complain, if we're getting those complaints, it's an automatic citation. We're not going to give warnings to people, because it's always a different person that parks there every day. So if you're going to park there, follow the rules. And these are some of those rules. Don't park in any no parking zone. And, there's strict signs that say do not park here, don't park from here to corner, or don't park from 8 to 5, those kind of signs. Park facing the correct direction, and that would be the direction you're driving. So your right tires need to be within 18 inches of the edge of the roadway. Don't park within 15 feet of a fire hydrant, 20 feet of a crosswalk, or 30 feet of a roadway sign, whether it's a stop sign, yield sign, light, flashing light, it doesn't matter. And then don't block anyone's driveway. Those citations can cost you up to $100 in just the citation, and then you've got the court cost on top of that. And then also, out of courtesy, don't park in front of trash cans or mailboxes and stuff like that, because that just upsets the neighbors, and it'll have them calling in on you. I drove through there this morning, and, you know, just to kind of see, and in like two or three streets, I saw two violations I could have written a citation for. I did not, but I drove through there and looked at those violations. So watch where you park.
Well, and two other points to bring up. One, over the weekend, this was in College Station on a residential street, but there was a house fire, and it took a few minutes longer to get to that scene just because it was a narrow street and parking, and it could have been aggravated further had there been a vehicle that was not parked properly.
Definitely, most definitely. And that's another reason for not parking close to the fire hydrant, because, you know, not here, but I have seen in places where firemen have just broken out windows to go through the car because they shouldn't have been there, you know, and they have to save that property.
And the second thing, too, I believe this is now the second year that Blinn has additional parking at the north end of campus, so take advantage of that.
Definitely.
Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeithen, the Bryan Police Department, a couple things to put down on your calendar coming up. One, a check for your safety seats if you have one of those.
Yes, next week is Safety Seat Awareness Week for child safety restraints and that sort of thing. So we're going to be focusing on that next week, but Saturday, the 20th, if you want to get your car seat inspected and make sure that it is in the vehicle correctly, you can do this on free Saturday, September 20th from 8:30 to 11:30 in the Target parking lot. Bring your car seat, and then you need to know your child's height and weight in order for the inspector to look at it and make sure you have the right seat for your child. They will help you get it installed correctly. And, I mean, it's just, if you're going to be in a collision, let's make sure we give our children the maximum protection possible.
Yeah, just bring the child.
And bring the child, too, yes. I mean, because they'll look at the shoulder straps and make sure that the straps are hitting them correctly and everything like that. So, and we have a lot more going on that day. Not only is it Safety Seat National Day on the 20th, it is also the National Night kickoff for our National Night Out event. So it's a free event. It's also in the Target parking lot, same day, September 20th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And there will be tons of things for the family and the children to do. We're going to have vehicles from all different agencies out there on display. The PHI helicopter will be there. There are going to be bounce houses for the kids brought to us by the Brazos Valley Bombers, along with Kaboom. He'll be there. Bryan PD Safety Pup should be there. BTU will be there giving bucket rides. All Aboard Fun Train will be there giving free train rides to the children. A lot of safety information. Several of the departments will be fingerprinting and photographing children for identifications so that parents can keep that with them. And, you know, just give them that peace of mind in case something were to happen. Texas AgriLife will be out there with the rollover simulator and DWI simulator. Fire department, they're going to have several demonstrations with the Jaws of Life. The smokehouse, a huge fire display a demonstration. If you haven't ever seen it, it's very neat. Because they're gearing up for October, which is Fire Safety Month. And this event is, I mean, like I said, it's for the whole family. Get out there, you know, have some fun, get some information, some safety information, and register your block party as well, because National Night Out is coming up on October 7th. So we want you to register that block party with your local law enforcement. If you're in Bryan, then go to our website at bryantxpolice.com, and there's a link right there on that front page to go to National Night Out registration.
And then wrapping up with our locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Yes, we want you to slow down all over town, but especially in the 4,000 block of Austin Estates, which is 30 miles per hour near Old Reliance Road, and 3,200 block of Boonville, which is 45 miles per hour or 35 during school zone hours near Allen Academy.
And speaking of school zones, it's been a few weeks since the start of K through 12. How's that going along? Most motorists paying attention?
Motorists are behaving very well for the most part. However, we do still get speeders through those school zones. So we want people to be mindful to slow down in those school zones and also stay off the cell phones, because that is illegal to be on your cell phone in that school zone when it's active.
That's our update with Officer Kelly McKeithen, the Bryan Police Department, on News Talk 1620 WTAW.